This podcast is brought to you by the Endpoint Imperative, a podcast series from Intel that brings together IT experts and leaders to discuss the big tech challenges impacting businesses today. Download and subscribe to the Endpoint Imperative wherever you find your podcasts.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen with Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Have a look at your paycheck. It's probably easy to plan out the amount of withholding Uncle Sam takes from you each pay period. But if the GOP tax bill becomes law before the end of the year, that could send the largest payroll group in America into a scramble to figure out withholding figures for 2018. And here with us to talk about it is Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Saunders. So, Laura, the current tax overhaul is expected to repeal the personal exemption in favor of doubling the standard deduction and increasing some credits. That's going to throw the IRS for a loop because they have to recalculate lots of things.
Yes, that's exactly right. Congress is pushing this bill through very quickly, and it's not paying attention to some of the effects of it. And one has to do with withholding, and withholding is really important. One person we talked to for this story is a payroll expert, and he said, people know when their withholding changes by a penny. We're going to have people on the phones, people screaming, everything else. They are taking away the central element that makes withholding possible, and that's the personal exemption. And right now you fill out what's called a W-4 and you put in the right number of exemptions, and that's tied to the withholding tables and things, and it all works. And we haven't had this kind of problem since maybe 1986. But if Congress does what we think Congress is going to do, it will invalidate every W-4 in the country. Even if they are sort of correct, it will legally invalidate them.
So everything has to be redone.
Well, that is what would happen under current law. They need to be redone. This is not a problem that will fix itself. Congress needs to get in there and say, okay, everybody, use your withholding from 2017. We'll have a year to adjust. But Congress has to say this for legal reasons.
And what you're hearing from the American Payroll Association is that given it's the final month of the year and we still don't have a final tax bill, that there just won't be enough time.
No, there is absolutely not enough time. It's very complicated. All these tables, the form would have to be redone, the tables would have to be redone, and everybody's signed, you know, you sign a W-4 under penalties of perjury, those will be invalid because there's no more personal exemption, and it's based on the personal exemption.
You know, one thing that really stood out in your story in the Wall Street Journal is that employees are more on the hook than employers if mistakes are made in determining how much should be withheld and sent to the IRS, and that could lead to a lot of penalties.
Yes, it really can. Now, I want to be clear about this. If you have a penalty for under withholding all the way up until you pay your taxes on April 15th of the following year, that's really an interest charge. It's after April 15th if you haven't paid it all, then you start to get penalties on top of interest. But it's in everybody's interest, excuse me, the IRS's and yours, to get this number about right. And it's going to take some doing to get it there.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Saunders, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important. And it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Welcome back, everybody. So, Laura, there are also unanswered questions here when it comes to withholdings for bonuses and commissions. What's at play there?
Well, I think that the current statutory rate is 25%, and they may have wanted to get that down to 22%, but they somehow made it 28% instead. And so they really need to clarify that for people, because lump sum payments, bonuses, commissions, things like that, that counts for about one-third of all withholding.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That much?
It's a lot of money.
So earlier, Laura, you talked about this is the biggest overhaul since 1986. How was this solved then?
Well, they passed the law in 1986, and at the same time, Congress said that everybody in the system, and that would be about 150 million workers now, had to put in a new W-4 by October of 1987. And so we'll see if there's time for that this year and if Congress has people do it. Otherwise, things may be pretty confusing.
So that new law took effect in January of 87, and new W-4s had to be filed by October of 87.
I believe that most of it did, yes.
Okay, so if that were to just come right over directly to this situation, mm-hmm. and it may not, but mm-hmm. the W-4s could be required in October of 2018, in that kind of perfect duplication over to where we are today.
That's right. But okay. They weren't getting rid of the personal exemption then.
Oh,
they
didn't.
They weren't changing the architecture of the code. This is like, you know, taking out one of the foundational columns. So something, I don't know quite how it's going to work, but Congress should think about it.
Now, the two sides, the House and the Senate, are still trying to work this out and still trying to find a unified approach to this for a final bill. Mm-hmm. If the bill were to become law in the middle of January, end of January, mm-hmm. does it make anything easier?
I don't think so. And I think they're very, very intent on getting it done before the end of the year. I think that they'd rather get a bad bill done or one with a lot of loose ends and put in a so-called technical corrections bill later on.
Well, all eyes are on Congress to see when they'll put the final stamp on that bill. We've been speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli with J.R. Whalen in New York.
Is Alexa part of your life? Then make Your Money Matters part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.